Game 3 of 4 between the Pirates and Nationals. The Nationals have won the first two games. They'd be sending out Max Scherzer to win number 3. He'd be squaring off against Jameson Taillon. Let's take it to the bottom of the second. Taillon facing Ryan Zimmerman.
Now the set and the pitch to Zimmerman, swinging a ground ball toward where the second baseman used to play, a base hit into center field. Murphy around third, coming home. Marte's throw to the plate, the tag, he is safe at the plate. Zimmerman to second on the throw, RBI number 108 for Ryan Zimmerman. It's the Nationals 1 and the Pirates nothing. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and he tried to change up away. Bell did not pull the trigger. It's 3-2. Scherzer takes a long walk around the mound. Now he's stretching out a little bit. Flexing that right leg. And now, like he may have tweaked something. And now time called, and Zimmerman and Murphy are all coming in to talk to Max. And let's see if the trainer comes out. Mike Maddux and Dusty Baker are coming out. And Murphy's waving him.
Wow.
Here comes Paul Lessard, the director of athletic training.
You know, if Max is feeling anything, that'll be the last pitch that he throws.
And they're going to walk him off. Well, so Max Scherzer's regular season is going to end right here with a 3-2 count on Bell, with something appearing to bother him with the right leg.
And the 0-2 again to Harper. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt, bounced in. Diaz puts the tag on Harper to complete the strikeout and retire the side.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Taylor chased a pitch off the outside corner and strikes out. So a 1-2-3 inning and 8 straight retired by Jameson Taillon.
Here is the pitch. Swing and a line drive. Left field. Base hit. 3 hops for Worth. Rounding third. Coming home is Marte. He'll score easily. The throw goes into the plate. Not cut off. So the runners move up. Luplo to third, and Rodriguez to second on the throw to the plate. An RBI single for Sean Rodriguez ties the game. And now the Pirates have runners on second and third with two out. And the rookie catcher, Elias Diaz, coming up. Bases loaded, two out of the pitch. Swinging and driving well to deep left center field. Worth going back, way back, can't get there. Knocks it down on the warning track, off his glove. Taylor will chase it down. This will clear the bases. Moroff is into third with a triple. 3 runs batted in, and the Pirates with 4 on the board here in the ninth inning, lead it 4-1.
Dusty Baker and the Nationals lose 4-1, and they also lose their pitcher Max Scherzer after 3 1/3 because of a right hamstring cramp. Here's what Baker had to say.
Max had a, you know, right hamstring cramp, and we took him out for, you know, for precaution. And you know, we got to make it to the playoffs healthy. And so we thought it was better that we make that move, you know, precautionary move to get him ready.
If that exact same thing plays out a week from now, is he staying in that game? Was it not serious?
I don't know. Come on, man. I don't know. You know, I hope it doesn't ever pop up again.
Was it not as serious enough?
No.
In a bigger situation.
In a bigger situation, he probably could have stayed in the game, yeah.
When did you first notice something maybe was up? It seemed like it was maybe Dan Murphy said something to him.
No, and then, you know, like I saw him stretching and trying to get it loose. And so, I mean, you kind of know the signs. And then I saw Murphy's reaction. And then I said, okay. I called the trainer out and Mike out. So it was time for us to make a decision. He didn't want to come out, but we thought it was best that, you know, Max never wants to come out. So we thought it was best for him and us, for him to come out.
Any sense of relief to hear from him on what it actually was? Did you think at any point it was like the worst thing?
Maybe? No, I don't think worse. My dad told me don't think worse because it can get worse. You know what I mean? So I don't think worse. I think better.
Kinsler wasn't getting the ground balls he usually does. Did you see everything up, or was
yeah,
it
just? Yeah, I mean that, you know the, you know the walk hurt, which he usually doesn't walk, and then the the base hit to right field, the ball was up a little bit. And then the 3-2 pitch, you know, it was in the heart of the plate. And, you know, big league hitters don't miss that. And so, you know, that was a mistaken location, I'm sure.
I know Doolittle warmed up last night. Was that right. Just a case of wanting to stay away from him, or was anything else?
No. We just wanted to stay away from Doolittle because last night, actually, you know, he had pitched the night before, and then last night counted as kind of a in the game because he got hot, and then we scored some more runs, and he sat back down, and then they got some more, and then he got back up again, and then Gracie got out of it. So to me, that counted as an appearance.
Was him coming out there, is that just getting Lynn some at-bats?
Yeah, because I got to get all these guys some at-bats because it'll be, you know, if I didn't get Lynn any at-bats today or tomorrow, then it'd be a week of not having at-bats. So nothing happened to Zim. He's just trying to, you know, get everybody else in at-bat, and he'd already had a good day going.
Just circling back to Max, what did you think before? What did you think of Max before he exited the game?
Oh, yeah, he was on. I mean, he was electric. And so, he was vintage Max all the way. He's throwing the ball great.
Could that factor in how you slot your rotation, or is it too minor?
No. We didn't even think about that. No. So, who let you know? Who let the Cubs know, too? Yeah, sure will.
Ryan Zimmerman goes 2-for-2 with an RBI in the Nationals' 4-1 loss to the Pirates on Saturday. Here's what he had to say about the loss.
I mean, he threw the pitch, and obviously, I didn't know if he, like, slipped on the dirt or, you know, looked awkward. So, went up there and asked him, you know, you all right? He said, yeah, I'm fine. You know, came out and talked to the trainers and decided not. I mean, there's really no point in doing anything right now. So, but he, you know, I said, you all right? And he said, yeah, I'm fine. So, I guess we'll see.
Does that make this last week of games like everybody a little more on edge just because little things are going to be made a bigger deal out of and they're not going to take chances?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else to talk about right now. So we got to talk about something. But I mean, I think the whole point of this last week is to, you know, you still have to play. You can't go a week without playing and then 5 days without playing. So, I mean, you go out and you play and keep everyone healthy, but keep everyone, you know, locked in and go from there.
On Sunday, the Nationals will send out Gio Gonzalez to face Stephen Brault.